You're listening to Archer Radio.
Okay, so here we are at my condo. It's Saturday, September 24th, and we just got home from a long day of winery events. And with me here is the boyfriend. Say hello.
Hello.
So what do you think about today's events? What do we do?
Well, a lot of things. We got up today, of course, Hurricane Rita, once again, slammed the Gulf Coast.
Yes, not too... It was on the Louisiana-Texas border, but your parents still felt some of the wrath, right?
There were a lot of heavy winds, and in fact, my sister said she only slept 2 hours last night, but they did okay. Of course, there's more water in New Orleans now from the storm surge, but my parents... I guess did better. I haven't heard from them, but...
Yeah. And we're recording on the Eye River because you want to sit on the couch because you're being lazy, right?
I am being very lazy.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. Back to the hurricane. Let's think for just a second. Where was our commander-in-chief during the entire Hurricane Rita?
In the eye of the hurricane.
Was he?
He was in Colorado.
Was the... I had the hurricane in Colorado?
Are you being unpatriotic?
I must be.
God bless George W.
Stop.
Dick Cheney, too.
Sucks. Okay, stop.
You are unpatriotic.
I am very unpatriotic when it comes to George Bush because this president wanted to make it look like he was on top of this storm.
And he was from Colorado.
From Colorado. Isn't that like four states away?
Do you want our king to be killed in a hurricane?
We can only hope.
Just because thousands of others might perish in a hurricane does not mean that our king, George II, should be killed.
Well, we don't want him to be killed. Well, maybe, but... The point is that I don't think he was sending a very good message being four states away, not even... Granted, he shouldn't be in the hurricane.
I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
God bless America.
Okay, stop. Why are you feeling like that?
Don't you want to pray?
No. Okay.
Didn't you hear what the president said today?
No, what did he say?
A day of prayer. It's the second one we've had in 2 weeks.
Really? Did he say that for today?
You heard the news.
I guess I wasn't paying attention to him.
You pray so often, maybe you just didn't notice.
That's probably it, yeah. I'm a big prayer, yeah.
Don't you find it odd that's the only thing he can always offer when he's completely fucked up? Oh. A day of prayer. I have fucked up, now pray.
That's about all he can offer. So, the hurricane has come, and we did notice this morning when we were watching the coverage of it that many of the news stations... At like 8 o'clock in the morning, we're saying that, oh, it looks like Texas and Louisiana have dodged a bullet.
Well, they said that for Katrina. They don't know what they're talking about.
But then they proved themselves wrong because an hour later, the flooding had begun.
Like the levees broke and the wind damage was obvious and they don't know anything.
They were showing, was it Port Charles? What is it?
Port Arthur,
that there was flooding. Like an hour after they were standing in the street, it was dry. An hour later, it was flooded. And they had been saying that, oh, they dodged a bullet. Again, they're not very...
Well, who knows what they're saying.
But now let's go back to what we were doing today. Today we went to Old House Vineyards.
Yes. Well, we have to say we had intended to go to the protest today.
Actually, yes, that was our number one agenda, was to go to the war protest in D.C.
But we also sent our money to go to the Bluegrass event at the winery, and then we also got stuck in...
traffic.
Yes, the President's Golf... What was the President's Cup?
It was the President's Cup Golf Tournament in Gainesville, Virginia. The traffic. See, our intention was to go to the winery event and then to meet your friends...
Well, colleague at the protest, only she wasn't certain where they were going to be.
Well, and that would have been fine, because we probably could have found them had we not been sitting in traffic for 2 hours.
Something like that. But I don't think we would have found them anyway.
So we had the best of intentions. We did not get down to the protest today, even though we said we were going to. Do you feel bad?
Well, I would have liked to have gone.
Is it my fault?
Yes, it is your fault.
Why is it my fault?
Because you're a golf fanatic.
Where are you getting that from?
Well, you wanted to sit in traffic and wait for the President's Cup golf tournament.
Now, if it's called the President's Cup, do you think the President attended that?
Honey, he was doing important things. He was managing a natural disaster from Colorado. Well, hurricane from Colorado.
The hurricane wasn't even anywhere near.
God bless America.
Stop. If you haven't figured it out, we've tasted a few wines today, would you say?
We had the Merlot at Old House, and then we went to... In our traffic experience, we decided, well, we just didn't wait for the traffic to die down.
Well, actually, yeah, let me explain that a little bit more. Old House is about an hour from where I live, and the President's Cup golf tournament is between where I live and Old House. When we came out of Old House to go home to meet your friend, the traffic was so bad we decided to turn south.
Yes, so we went to Prince Michel Winery. Now, along the way, we did see some motorcycle police officers.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
I thought one of them was very cute.
Well, we decided to not sit in the traffic, and we went to a winery that we knew was relatively close. That was not on our agenda. But we went to the winery to kill some time because the traffic was so bad.
And then you saw a police officer, and you thought, oh, I think I want him to take his clothes off in front of my camera.
That would have been nice, desnudo, but I don't think he would have said yes.
You could have speeded.
Honey, he may have given me a ticket for...
And then you could have said...
What?
Sexy officer, I am so sorry that I broke the speed limit. I don't break laws very often.
Very often.
Here's the plan. How is it that we forget this ticket if you take your clothes off and I take your pictures?
Could I, suck on his penis?
Well, if he would have allowed you to. That might have been more law-breaking, though. Is sodomy a law here in Virginia?
I don't know.
You would have broken all kinds of laws today.
I guess I could have. But he would have been good, Desnudo.
Yeah.
So... You know, I don't think he would have done it, though.
He might have.
You think so?
I think he could have brought his motorcycle up here. And well, you could have taken pictures with him.
The motorcycle in my condo?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, why not?
Well, because I would just have him, you know, take his clothes up in the parking lot and take pictures of him there.
He wouldn't let.
Who wouldn't let?
The building manager.
Oh, that's true. So, now, when we were at Prince Michel, getting back to the winery, we were tasting, and there was a nice young lady there who was the same... what do they call the people who do the tastings?
I don't know. Tasters. I don't know what they call them.
The lady who pours the wine for you to taste. We don't know what they're called. But she was the same one who was there when we were there in August, right?
Right, and she knew you were a homosexual.
She said we were kind of shocked. We were just sitting there tasting our wine, and she goes, so, how long have you two been dating?
I didn't hear her. You're the one who heard that. Heard her.
I heard it, and I was just like, how do you know we're dating? And she was like, please. And then the boyfriend was like, what? What did she say?
I wasn't even paying attention.
He wasn't even paying attention, but I had to explain to her that we had been dating for 7 months.
And then you wanted some cheese out of the freezer, and there were, all the cheese was molded.
I didn't want the cheese out of the
freezer.
Yes,
you did.
Oh, no. What did
I
want?
You know how you are with your exotic foods.
Yeah, right. No, I wanted those chocolate-covered toffee pretzels.
And we got those.
We did get those. And you got some summer sausage.
Yep.
and we had a glass of Merlot. But here's the thing. When I went to pay for all the things, I gave her my credit card. And I have one of those gay credit cards, ones with the rainbow on it. It's the rainbow Visa or whatever. She's holding the credit card. She goes, now, how do you think you're going to put it past me with this credit card like this? You know, I'm like, okay, you're right, we're gay. But we were not the only homosexuals there.
Yes, there were other homosexuals there.
The guy next to us must have been like a triathlete or a...
Yeah, but they had like odd colored hair.
Well, the one was blonde and the other
like
guy was...
bleached. It was bleached
the one,
hair.
Yeah, his hair was bleached. But the other guy was gray.
Well, one had his hair done, one didn't.
But the guy right next to you had numbers written on his arm with magic marker, and that made me think that he was in a triathlon.
Yeah, I thought you thought he was like a slave or something.
No, that's what you said. Oh, is he a slave or something?
Well, so then we got back on the road, and we're back in traffic.
For God knows how long.
More traffic. Who thought people would be so interested in golf?
I don't know. That was pissing me off. And we listened to, about an hour and 45 minutes worth of music.
Well, the CDs you had in the truck.
Because, yeah, the CD that I played that last time was, I know, was an hour and 15 minutes long. And then I played The Cure before that, which was a good 45 minutes. So almost 2 hours worth of music just while in the car, which should have only taken us about an hour to get home.
So why did you want to go to the golf tournament?
Sonny, stop coming back to the golf tournament. The golf tournament is what was causing the traffic.
I know, but why did you want to go to that?
I didn't want to go to that. We were going to the winery event at Old Hills.
You didn't tell me you played golf.
Sweetheart, have you had too much to drink?
No, you were the one who was drinking the wine directly out of the bottle.
No, oh,
yes, you were.
You're so wrong.
You pulled the cork out of the bottle with your teeth.
Oh, he is totally right.
And you
drank
it.
I have a video to prove otherwise. I took some video while we were at Old House.
Yes.
And there'll be evidence to show that there were wine glasses, and that there was no teeth marks in the cork.
Well, we did. There was a very nice bluegrass band there, so we did enjoy the music.
Do you remember the name of the band?
Dark Hollow.
Dark Hollow Bluegrass Band.
Yeah.
They were pretty good.
Yeah, they were good.
And it was interesting because there was definitely, would you say, a mixture of people there? I mean, there was obviously a George Bush, you know, crowd. But then there were a couple of young people there.
Well, I don't know about that.
No? What about the one guy who had that purplish pink shirt with the flavor saver?
Yeah.
He was young.
Yeah.
But not attractive?
He was cute.
So why didn't you get up and play horseshoes with him?
I was enjoying the music and the grapes. We got some video of the grapes and some interesting insects and...
Oh, yeah, that little bug, that little red and black bug.
Weird.
And they were playing bocce ball there, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever played bocce ball before?
Never.
Have you ever played horseshoes before?
I have.
What did that horseshoe game remind me of?
The cornhole game.
The cornhole game. 2 weeks ago, we went to the My Little Family Reunion. My relatives brought this game with them called the cornhole game. And the boyfriend here instantly thinks of fucking...
Oh, no, you had dirty thoughts immediately.
You were, too. The first thing you thought of was gay butt sex. That's what you were thinking.
Have you ever been cornholed before?
Yeah, have you?
Never.
Yes, you have. I cornholed you last night.
I cornholed you this morning.
Well, okay, so we're even.
Let's stop being dirty.
You like being dirty. That's what you were thinking of on the way home, actually.
No.
Yes, you were.
You're being silly.
I'm not silly.
Stop.
Okay, so now we're home now, and we made it through the traffic. I had to fill up the car with gas, of course. Oh, thank you so much for paying for the gas.
I didn't pay for the gas.
Exactly.
I told you I'd pay for the gas. Why didn't you ask me? I told you I'd pay for the gas.
You only had $8 in your wallet.
I have a credit card.
You didn't offer the credit card.
Why did you say anything? I offered to pay.
Okay, tomorrow you're going to pay for the gas.
That's fine.
Okay. Now, speaking of tomorrow, What are we going to do?
Oh, we're going to be harvesters tomorrow.
At the Grey Ghost Winery, we are... Winery. Winery. We are going to harvest Chardonnay grapes, is that correct? How do we know that they're not going to be reserve Chardonnay grapes?
Well, reserve is grown on the estate, so it is... Some of those grapes will be used to make the reserve Chardonnay.
And the other grapes won't be?
Well, you'll have to ask the winemaker, but it's all estate-grown grapes.
Okay, if they're all grown on the property, then why isn't the regular Chardonnay called reserve Chardonnay?
You'll have to ask the winemaker.
I thought it had to do with how long it's fermented.
I honestly don't know.
So, okay. So I'm going to get the boyfriend up at, 2:30 in the morning?
No, you will get up at 3:30 and make my breakfast. I will get up at 5 o'clock.
No, honey.
Breakfast will be waiting for me. And then we will drive out to Amosville, and you will pick the grapes and wait for you to report back.
No, sweetheart, here's the thing. We have to leave here at 5 o'clock.
Right, so you have to get up at 3:30.
I will do that, but you have to get up at 4.
No, I will get up at 4, at 5 o'clock.
No!
And you will have my coffee in a to-go mug with my scrambled eggs on a paper plate, and I will just walk out of the door.
Wait a minute. When are you going to get ready? You have to put this thing in the shower.
I'm just going to shower tonight. I'm going to dress like I'm going to dress and just lie down in bed. And you will do all of the breakfast and coffee tomorrow.
So you're going to just get up and walk out the door with your clothes already on.
Yeah.
But then how will I be able to fuck you tonight?
Oh, stop being so crude.
I can't. Are you serious? You're not going to do that, really.
I am.
No, you're not. No, you can't. I'm not going to cuddle you in your clothes.
I'll just sleep here on the sofa with my clothes on.
You're ready to fall asleep now.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not going to do that. You're going to get up at about 4 o'clock. And I'm going to have... I already have the stuff set out for us to just...
I think 4:55.
No, sweetheart. If I have to get up early, you are getting your ass up
early.
But
you always get up at 4:30.
No, I don't.
You do.
I do not.
What time do you get up to
5 o'clock.
What time do you get up to go to work last year? 4:30.
4:20, actually.
All right, so this is nothing for you.
Sweetheart, you should know more than anybody that after you go through the summer, your sleep patterns have to change. My sleep pattern has changed to 5 o'clock now. I don't get up until 5 o'clock.
Well, good for you.
What time do you get up?
5:30.
5:30. Well, I'll already be halfway to Grey Ghost by the time you get up tomorrow morning. You have nothing to say to that.
I have my car.
Does it work?
Don't be so technical.
Technical? Didn't you get the transmission replaced this week?
Yes.
And how's it running?
Fine.
Now you're becoming a man of few words.
Leave me alone.
Okay, have we talked enough?
Yes.
All right. Well, do you realize this was show 99?
And show number 100 will be?
Right after I turn off this microphone.
Okay.
And for those of you who have been following along, this is show 99, so tomorrow's show, or I shouldn't say tomorrow because I'm probably going to post a video on Tuesday. So Wednesday's show will be show 100, and I have 11 audio clips from different people. So you'll get to hear those, and it's not too late. You can still send one in for me to add to the 100th show. All right, so we had a good day today, and tomorrow's going to be a very busy day. You think I'll be able to shoot some video while you're picking?
Sure you will. I think that should be show 100.
Picking the grapes?
Yeah.
No, it has to be audio.
Well, but you can do both.
No, because I don't number my video cast as a show for the podcast.
Okay.
So, like, that's why, like, Mondays will be show 99, then it'll be a video Tuesday, and then Wednesday will be show 100.
Okay.
So, Tuesday's video definitely includes a video from the Old House Bluegrass music event, and maybe some video from the boyfriend and I picking grapes tomorrow morning at Grey Ghost. So, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Let's go visit them at least.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.